Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great sports history and team sports. And as we look for these great events that have happened on June 24th, because sports history is made every day of the year, and so we try to preserve it, at least a little bit, through these great athletes and the uniform numbers that they wore. And some of the uniform numbers we'll talk about in today's episode are number 9, 42, and 12, as they all made history on this day. Now, June 24th, 1922, the two-year-old Professional Football League, called the American Professional Football Association, or APFA, renamed itself into the National Football League under the direction of President Joe Carr at the time. June 24th, 1922, that same day, the APFA/NFL franchise, known as the Chicago Staleys, was renamed to become the Chicago Bears by team founder, owner, and head coach George Halas. See, in 1920, the team joined the inaugural season of the league as the Decatur Staleys, and then they became the Chicago Staleys a year later, after the Mr. Staley had let George Halas take over the team and move it to Chicago. There was a gradual digression till they became the Bears in 1922. June 24th, 1936, Yankees rookie outfielder Joe DiMaggio, wearing number 9 that year, tied a trio of MLB records in New York's 10-run fifth inning against the Chicago White Sox. DiMaggio hit 2 home runs for 8 total bases as he helped the Yankees beat Chicago 18-4. Yeah, and I didn't misspeak. Joe DiMaggio wore number 9 in his rookie year and did not switch over to that number 5 till later in his career, actually year 2 and on. Now, June 24th, 1947, future Baseball Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson, in his famous number 42 jersey, stole home for the first of 19 times in his career as the Brooklyn Dodgers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2. And what a great event that was from Jackie Robinson. Stealing home is always an exciting play, but to have it stolen 19 times in a career, that's pretty good. And Jackie Robinson was definitely one of the good ones. On June 24th, 1955, Washington Senator slugger Harmon Killebrew, who wore number 12, hit his first career home run off of Billy Hoff of the Detroit Tigers. Now, the Tigers won that game anyway, 18-7. Killebrew ended up with 573 wall clears for this career in the MLB, and what a great hitter he was for the Washington Senators and later the Minnesota Twins. And just some fantastic history that we got to cover today. Glad you could join us. I'm happy to share it with you, and hope we'll be back tomorrow for some more great sports history on these little sports breaks, where we talk about the events of the day and some of the uniform numbers and players that did some of these great sporting events in history that we want to remember. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.